The royal wedding of trying to think, it was only a couple of years back. We did a street party, but the landlady of the pub organised it all for us. We went over there, and she did strawberries and cream and sandwiches galore, rolls, all sorts of puddings, etc.
Was this last year? Was this William and Kate Middleton last year? Or?
Yes, it was, yeah. Come to think of it. Because just suddenly, I'm trying to think, I've got a tray down there that she gave me. And I'm trying to think who's on it, and it is Kate and Wills. Yeah. So that was that. And, you know, some of our residents here, well, we've got one old gentleman here who's 100 in a few weeks' time. We've got my neighbour downstairs. She's in her late 80s. We've got a lot of people in their 80s and 90s. We also, those of us who were capable, went over there, and we had a knees up and a sing-song and a watch the wedding on television and had a damn good time. And the local, the young people from the pub, they came and joined in. And that's another thing about this area. Young people and old people mix.
How often does that kind of thing happen?
Whenever we get a chance, my dear. I'm chairman of the Residents Association here now, and we're trying to organise a jubilee party here in the grounds, like a former street party. We've got, all sorts of things coming up. We've done international dinners here on Charter Court. We had, I don't know the name of the church, but one of the churches locally, they do a thing on a Sunday where everyone takes along a dish from a different country. Well, we did the same here, and we had Chinese, we had African, we had Jamaican, we had English, we had Polish. All different
dishes. Where you get to sample all of
all the different foods, etc.
Yeah.
And we're hoping to organise another one in the near future. We just call it Tastes of the World. And we all organise different dishes, etc. I'm a little bit of a cook. I won't say I was a fantastic one. But my speciality is old-fashioned bread and butter pudding. So I make a bread and butter pudding every time because it's something I was taught by my mother when I was a child.